thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, sing that together. It's number 80 in the white book, number 80.
Never to fall, never to fall.
us is now and ever will be. Sweeter than all the world to me. Since I heard his loving call, sweeter than all, sweeter than all. Yes, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I pray. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kingdom come on earth. How does this kingdom going to come through us? A lot of times we're not as sweeter as all due to attitudes and where we act, things that come out of our mouth. But we pray for this call that you called us into. We pray that we would,
yes, Lord,
be a little sweeter than a blood. Well, sometimes we're nasty, we say rude things, and we're supposed to be sweeter as all. Mm-hmm. Your kingdom comes through us. So, Lord, we pray that you would adjust our mouth,
yes,
our attitudes,
yes, Lord,
where our feet go, where our eyes go, Lord God,
yes, Lord,
so we can be sweeter than all to the world. Look out over here, it's okay, but when we go out of the gates over here into the world, they're looking at us, they're observing us.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Lord, we pray, Lord God,
Lord,
pray for our mouth, pray for our eyes, pray for our feet, Lord God. Lead us, Lord God, in your path. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, the
Child.
Jesus,
oh, how I love Jesus.
Pray that you would remove anything that would hinder your working. Lord, you know our hearts. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we want to be like you. We want your sweetness to fill our souls. We want our mouths and our words to please you. Our thoughts. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd come to each one. Search us, Lord. Dear Lord, we want you to come forth in all your glory and do your work among us. But Lord, remove the things that hinder. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Set us free, my God. We thank you for your conviction. Oh, Jesus, forgive us. Cleanse us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We want you to be pleased. And we want you, Jesus, to be seen in us. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Let's sing together number 112 in the hymn book. 112.
Thank you. I'd just like to encourage us all to take these things seriously. The words we sing aren't just empty sentiments. At least it shouldn't be. And I think it pleases God when we sing from our heart. What a wonderful desire is expressed here, a prayer. Take my heart, Lord, cleanse every part. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Often we equate power with the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure that's right. Jesus said you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you'll be my witnesses. I think the power that he gives is the power to be like Jesus. To be his witness, not just in the things we say. You know, talking is easy. It's easy to say things. But to be and to live. And to be a witness for Christ. You'll be my witnesses. They'll know that you have been with me. They'll know that you are one with me, that I am in you. That's the power that we need. The Apostle Paul, in his prayers for the church, he equates power with these things we've heard of this morning, our words, our reactions, our attitudes. God's power needs to subdue the natural, the sinful, the flesh within us. It's only by his power. And so, Lord, we need you to search our hearts today. Take thou my heart, cleanse every part. And so, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that you come and you draw near and you shine your light within. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so I'd like everyone to just take a look at that last verse with me before we sing it. Maybe a similar thought from last night that we sang at the end, I surrender all. I give myself to you, Lord. Holy Spirit, breathe on me till I am all thine own, until my will is lost in thine to live for thee alone. I remember a minister once saying, I don't want you to sing it unless you mean it. Another minister said that so many lies are sung behind the hymn book. And so we don't just sing to fill time. We don't sing just to pass an hour and a half. But we want to make this our prayer. And so what I'm trying to say is it's important for every one of us to enter in and to participate and to do it with all our heart. You may be tired, but we need to stir ourselves. Oh God, God, help us. We take your grace to draw near this morning. You have drawn near to us. You have brought us into your very presence again. And we're so thankful. We're humbled. that you look down upon this company, this small group that's assembled before you. And Lord, we need you. Jesus, we need you. And so do your work among us, in our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. So let's sing that last verse.
Holy Spirit, breathe on me till I am all thine own, until my will is lost in thine, to live for thee alone. Take thou my heart, cleanse every part. Holy Spirit, breathe on me, breathe on me, breathe on me. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come, Jesus, come. Hallelujah.
Power can make you what you want to be. His love can cleanse your heart and make you free.
His love can fill your soul and you will see 'twas best for him to have his way with.
Have thine own way, Lord,
have thine own way.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We worship.
Now, all of us should give the Lord a response. So close your eyes. Talk to Him. Oh, Jesus. I want to give You my all. Oh, I want to give You everything, Lord. You who gave Yourself for me, I give myself to You. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. Behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. Lord, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In Isaiah 30, verse 15, it says, "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength." But you would not. The provision is already there. The Lord is just calling us to receive the wonderful gifts of salvation that He has for each one of us. He's the one that chooses how He breaks each one of us. We need to be broken. The flesh needs to die. We cannot continue in a walk in Christ and carry that old man with you. That must be buried in Christ. That's the salvation that He's talking about here. That's the rest that He's bringing us to. And I know for myself, in my walk, the Lord has used family that I've had to leave beside the road and continue to walk. He's used places that we've lived. He's used people. He's used illness. He's used finances. Anything that each one of us experience. Because it's common to all of us. None of us are unique, but the Lord will use each and everything to refine us, to break us, to bring us wholly unto Himself. But the scripture that scares me and causes me to run into his arms is, but you would not. Lord, let that not be me. Lord, keep me. I know one night I was laying in the hospital and I was in a place where a man couldn't touch the pain that I was feeling. And I crawled up on the lap of the Lord. And I allowed his arms to wrap me. I allowed his comfort to be mine. And I recognized that there's nobody, including a wonderful husband, there's nobody that can comfort me the way Jesus can. So my prayer is for each one of us that we wouldn't be those that would say, no, not me, not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe when the circumstances are straightened out. No, that's not what the Lord's calling us to. The Lord's calling us wholly, completely, to the salvation that already exists. We don't have to work it up, but we have to come with rest and confidence that the Holy Spirit will do the work.
Thank you, Lord.